Hello everyone! It is Christmas Eve and I don't know how long I haven't posted a boo, but now I thought I could do it again. It's difficult where to start when you haven't posted for so long. Well, we still are confronted with the problem of Taylor getting sick because he is scavenging so much. I think it's the word. I learned it in a guide dog mailing list. So, yeah, this is just a big problem that he picks up things from the ground and eats them before we can do anything. And yeah, it has become a pattern, and that's not nice. I already got some great advice on how to practice food refusal with him, and I'll also do it with a sighted friend during between Christmas and New Year we will practice it also together. But apart from that, everything is going nice with the dog, with all the animals. We have a guest guinea pig over the holidays and over New Year. Friends of us are in Sweden, and they have a guinea pig who is waiting for his new companions. And so right now he's alone and we have him over the holidays. For those who follow me for a longer time, you know that I'm not a Christmas enthusiast. I never feel good in this time of year. The time between my birthday, so November, and Christmas and New Year is difficult. My anxiety is much higher than usual. I think I told it few weeks ago, but yes, so I've been trying to keep everything as peaceful as possible, and yeah, only be with our pets and Philip, and not many other people. It is hard, but today I feel okay. Considering that it is Christmas now, it's okay. We found a couple of new places to walk Taylor, and this is just great. We found a meadow. It is so quiet there, and there are no people at all. We had a beautiful meadow. This is where the pond is, and the frogs, and where it's very nice also. But there are people. And oftentimes they are not very nice. And now we found a meadow. You have to go over a very a sandy path, a small path, and away from the street, and behind houses, and yeah, then there is a very quiet place, and this is also very, very nice. So when you don't want to meet and discuss, meet people and discuss what your dog is allowed to do and what not, it's just good to go there. Tomorrow, Philip will visit his family, the obligatory Christmas visit, and I will stay here as I always do. First of all, I just explained that it's important for me to, yeah, to have my peace and harmony and quiet right now, and his family is, yeah, it's just very, very loud, very active. They are meeting in an apartment that I don't know, and he is staying overnight, so yeah, this wouldn't be something for me. And secondly, family meetings are just not my cup of tea. So I'm remaining here with all the animals, and Philip is he leaves tomorrow morning and will come back Friday at midday. And since he has to take the recorder with him, we are just trying to get access to the Audio Boom app, because you know we have this iPhone now. I installed it yesterday, the app, but I still had problems after I had recorded a test boo. The app says we have to choose a category, and it was just not possible to choose one. But we are still trying, so that when I'm alone, I have the possibility to upload something if I want to. Oh yeah, then yesterday something very nice happened. We were sitting here and talking about how sad it is that we have no Braille book here now, and all the libraries they closed until New Year. And yeah, we were just sad that we couldn't read together. And while we were talking about that, the doorbell rang and there were two book boxes delivered. And now we have a book, and it was just a very cool coincidence that that they came exactly in this minute. So now we have a nice book here from a Dutch author that we started reading this morning, and we're just happy that we have one that will bring us through the last days of this year. I think I have to get back to what I said about my anxiety during Christmas. I think I always think I have said enough about it already in former boos, but maybe that's just not true. So I wanted to add that I think the reason why I feel more depressed and more nervous and anxious now is obviously that Christmas is such a family time, and everyone is talking about love and peace and harmony, and I have no contact with my family, and this has been the case for 3 years now, so since I was 17. And of course, in times like now, I'm thinking of them and imagining what they are doing now, how they spend Christmas, my sisters and my parents, and I also remember Christmases from my childhood, and yeah, I just have to deal with a lot of memory and generally thoughts of them. So this is more difficult for me. That's why it's more difficult for me in December than in other times of the year. So I think now it's more understandable. And I think this is all I have to report now. I hope we can solve this iPhone problem, because when I'm alone, I like to do audio boos, and I will be alone for more than one day, so it would be very, very, very nice to find out how this everything works. I'm so slow with the iPhone still, but that's naturally, I think, because I haven't touched it now for a month or so, and only yesterday I installed the app, and yeah, when I don't practice, how should I get faster? Okay, now I hope each and every one of you has a Merry Christmas, a happy holiday.